You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live on the radio and on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Hello to everyone listening to us on the Civic Media app as well. Folks, you can always be part of the conversation. You can call us, text us. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, leave a comment on the live stream. You can also listen. You can call, text, leave a voice message via the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. Be part of the show. Let us know your thoughts on the question of the night, which we will restate in just a moment. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have Dennis Graham from Rockconsin talking about a great program he puts out there for young kids playing music. So stick around for that. And then we'll wrap it all up with the nightcap. But so far, we've been having a good time tonight talking about the news, also talking about our favorite movie quotes as well. If you have some favorite movie quotes, you can always send them in. Would like them to be not sweary, but okay, do your thing, Jelly Bean. That's what I would like to say to you. Other than that, we're having a great time, folks. Be a part of the conversation. Thanks to everyone who's been calling tonight and really being a part of the show, letting us know your thoughts. But while we have you here, let us restate the question of the night.
Yeah.
Who is the greatest lead singer? Not your favorite. Who is the greatest lead singer? You can call, text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Let's throw it to producer Dom right now. He's got some answers from folks on the text line about who the greatest lead singer is. Mr. Lee, would you please?
Yes. We have Dave from DeForest saying Freddie Mercury. Very off to a strong start there.
Yeah.
And then we have Brett from Brown Deer. Man, I had three singers I could have picked. As much as I love Robert Plant and Ozzy, I'm actually picking Geddy Lee, if I'm saying that right. Am I saying
Dave?
That right?
Yeah, you're saying exactly okay, right.
Perfect.
Geddy Lee.
Perfect.
Do you know why his name is Geddy Lee?
I don't. I have
because his mother was an immigrant, and she didn't say Gary Lee. She said Geddy.
Oh.
So everyone just called him Geddy.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Yep.
And then Monica from Mount Horeb. Man, I feel like I'm gonna keep butchering these names, but Chaka Khan and Aaron
Chaka Khan. Yep,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And Aaron Neville. So
Neville.
Aaron
okay.
Neville, yeah.
See, this is the thing is we are learning together. Mm-hmm. These are groups, these are artists, these are people you may not have heard of. I'll say this. I'll bet you know their songs, you just didn't know their names.
Correct.
Because these people they've been talking about have some of the most iconic songs in music history that you'd hear at weddings, parties, on the radio. Mm-hmm. Civic Media plays some of them as well because we have music stations. That's cross promotion right there. But those are all fantastic. I like that he said Geddy Lee. Like that is a interesting choice because he's not usually on top list for singers.
What? Let's give ours too, you guys. What are you looking at, Greg, in the way of lead singers? You're a music guy. I'm anxious to hear your response.
I don't even.
Too many greatest, to choose from, or you just don't?
There's too many to choose from because there's so many that are great. Because you said it earlier, and I think it's important. It's not just about the vocal quality. It's, you know, there are great singers out there, but they're terrible. Like, to me, it's not. When I hear lead singer, I don't just hear singer. I hear front man or like the person who leads the band. So, you know, who holds the microphone or the person who is the lead vocalist. And there's even more responsibility beyond just being a good singer. It's about how do you connect with the audience? How do you bring the energy? How do you, you know, if you're playing an arena, how are you singing to the people in the cheap seats? Who achieves that the best? And there are just so many options. I've been sitting here racking my brain for a while on this one. I still do not have. I mean, I can name off a bunch of people, but as far as the greatest, I cannot answer that at this moment because I feel like as soon as I say one, I'm like, but wait, but then there's this one, and this one is great. They're wonderful and whatnot, but I'm passing for right now. What about you, Pete?
To me, I didn't put Springsteen on my list because he's kind of Springsteen, and but I did put Bono.
Yes.
Who's the lead singer of one of our favorite supergroups, mm-hmm. U2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put Jim Morrison on there because I feel like I think he's got a cool voice. He's very charismatic and crazy. And then Stevie Nicks. I kind of had three.
Okay. All right. So, we did get some live stream comments from Tony. Tony's got a lot.
Tony's all over this one.
I know. He starts off early in the show. He says, I feel Axl from Guns N' Roses is the definition of lead singer. That's true. Like,
he's good.
I mean, I would. Well, even though his voice has waned in the past few years, but he still has the energy. He's still running around the stage. He's still putting out 110% at those shows. He also says on second thought, Eddie Vedder is the best. Okay, well, now make up your mind, dude. Oh, wait. Then there is Freddie Mercury, Tony. My goodness.
A lot of Freddie Mercury's.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury is probably going to be our number one tonight.
I think so. And then he finally says, Bono or Bon Jovi? I will say Bono, personally.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I mean, look, when it comes to what I just said, John Bon Jovi fills that role. He has the energy, the love, the ability. But when I listen to U2, I also hear something way different than Bon Jovi. So, like, for me, I will pick Bon Jovi any day of the week. Now, I know my friend Courtney will punch me in the face when I say that to her, but it's fine. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. I think Bon Jovi, and I'll probably get some flack for this, I don't know that music holds up as well. It was fine for the 80s and the 90s, and he seems like he's a great front man. But I don't know. I always just thought they were kind of overrated.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell anyone how to live their life, but there's a great Bon Jovi documentary on Hulu, and it really gives you a sense of how popular they actually were and how a lot of bands, like, we all know that, like, a band releases that album that the critics love, and then that next album is the album everybody loves. And then after that, it's very hard for them to repeat that momentum. And Bon Jovi just released album after album after album that sold like 5-10 million copies, like touring the world, arenas, stadiums. You're like, oh, I didn't realize you had that long of a run. It's amazing. But I mean, I get what you're saying. I would not go see Bon Jovi in concert now. I would go see U2 in a heartbeat. But that's just my thought. I still can't. Oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not doing well here.
You think I'll read some social media responses here. We've got Eric Rathsack, who was Ask Your Mother lead singer, says Freddie Mercury. Yep. I don't think too many people would disagree with that. And then Amanda Nimmer, our social media guru here at Civic Media, says she seconds that. And then Joseph on social media seconds the second. So that's a lot of votes all in
that's
one text.
That's a lot of math.
For Freddie Mercury. Scott Lieberman on social media says Steve Perry. Tim Baker says Gal from the Shags. I don't know that band. Do you, Greg?
I don't know that band, no.
Okay. Our pal Chris Morrow says Glenn Frey. And Buzz Hetzer says Robert Plant.
Interesting. Glenn Frey. Yeah. He's a good lead singer, but then there's also the Don Henley.
Kind of a co, right?
There's Don Henley, then there's Timothy. Yeah. They all sang in that band. We got an interesting one on my Facebook here. Nikki says maybe not the best singer technically, which I disagree with this statement because I think he's an amazing singer and gone now, but definitely my favorite, Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great
one. That guy completely changed the face of Black Sabbath when he joined the band. I'm just going to do this real quick. Stacy, Jeremy, Katie, Caitlin, Mookie, Victoria, Michael, Nora, all said Freddie Mercury. Mary, whoa. Michael.
That's a lot.
There's a lot. I think Freddie Mercury, if there's a winner in this discussion, he's going to be winning here. But that was a lot. Thank you so much, everyone. And then this is a great one, too. Billy Dave Armchair says Chris Cornell. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him when he was an Audio Slave, and he was well into his like mid to late 40s. And that's the time when a lot of singers, you know, they could start losing the glitz and glamour of the what their voices makes it special. Not Chris Cornell. He was belting out you could probably put the microphone down and we'd hear him.
Here's another one for Freddie Mercury off Facebook today. Stacy Sue says Freddie Mercury. Laura Enright. Freddie Mercury, Roger Daltrey, another great one.
Yeah.
Yep. she's not a lead of a band, but one of the greatest singers ever was Sinead O'Connor. Okay.
She was great. It. Yes.
She was outstanding. McCartney had an awful voice or awesome voice. I think that's a typo. And then Frank Anderson, our pal Frank Anderson from WisconsinAlgae.com says Pavarotti. Okay. The three tenors. Okay. That works.
All right.
Teresa fancy. Says Freddie Mercury, Richard Vargas, Robert Plant, Jeff Schmidt, Brandon Flowers, The Killers. That's a great one too.
The first Killers record is amazing. I mean, the rest of them are good, but that first one is great. Greg, my old coworker from back in the day, back in the music store. If we're talking about great singers or great voices, Paul Rogers. I mean, you can't say no to Paul Rogers. He's the guy Queen picked to go on tour with.
Wow.
When it was Queen plus Paul Rogers. Like, they didn't call themselves Queen. They called themselves Queen plus Paul Rogers. So if you're the guy they pick to not replace him, but just to be the guy to sing the songs, that's got to speak highly of your ability. That the winner of this contest tonight, yeah, Paul Rogers, absolutely. Paula, couldn't agree more. Ann Wilson.
Oh, another great one. Yeah.
Ann Wilson. We got a Whitney Houston in here from another one from Victoria. Robert Plant from Aaliyah. Leah said Robert Plant and Chaka Khan.
Okay. Another one for Chaka Khan.
Yeah. And my friend Pete says Greg Box circa 2001. Thanks a lot.
Ooh.
Appreciate that.
Getting appreciate some love. That. How about Shirley Manson from Garbage? She's a good one too.
Shirley. One that someone mentioned here Mike Patton from Faith No More. That man has a voice that's more diverse than I know what to do with. That guy can sing rock. He can sing jazz. He did an album of Italian love songs in Italian with a symphony. Whoa. Like his voice is absolutely fantastic. Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Absolutely. What, Dom, how are we doing on the text line?
We have Dave from Madison said Lane Staley. I don't know if we've already said that, but Lane Staley of Alice in Chains.
Nice. Yep.
Really good. Tony the Trucker. Favorite lead singer is Raul Malo of the Mavericks.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, he's great.
Yeah. He is good.
I love the Mavericks.
Peter Gabriel. Because
yes,
Peter Gabriel, not only having an amazing and very unique voice, but also he didn't do the lead singer thing of running around on stage. He was still able to connect and be there with the audience while standing still. And that's something not a lot of singers can do. For me, Peter Gabriel, and also, you know how much I love Genesis.
Absolutely. No, he's fantastic. That's a great one. In Your Eyes is still one of my all-time favorite songs ever. Just the way that those first few chords, outstanding. Yeah. Love that
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. Folks, we're going to keep reading these text messages as we come along. We got ourselves a great conversation right now. Who is the greatest lead singer? Be a part of the conversation. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also text us, call via the Civic Media app. So if you don't have that, download it right now. Listen to it. Listen to us wherever you want around the world. We are here for you. We're coming right back with Dennis Graham, the creator, the owner, the proprietor of Rockconsin, talking about his great program, getting kids into music. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. That was just Dom wanting to listen to more of Ronnie James Dio.
He does that a lot.
Holy time! So you were listening to Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on Nightlight, coming to you live. I am in Radio Park in Racine. Pete is upstate from me in Christmas City, USA, in Marinette, and all the way across to Madison, completing the Yader Hay Triangle. Is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos, and we are here with you tonight. You can always be a part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are still waiting for our guest, Dennis Graham. I believe he might be showing up in the next segment, but we'll wait and see. No worries. We're going to keep talking about lyric, our lead singers. And we'll maybe even talk about some movie quotes as well. But we are talking right now. You can always be part of that conversation. Send that text. Give us a call. Put a comment on the live stream. I think that Dom is a Dio fan now. I feel like we've converted him. And you know what I love about that song is it's not just the rock and guitar, but there's that Leslie keyboard in the background that just, oh, I just love it so much.
Man,
I can already see Dom polishing off a big arch and cranking some Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, man.
But don't spill the food on that sweater, Dom.
That's true. That's true. Well, maybe I should. I mean,
if you do spill it on the black stripe portions, no one will know at that point.
Dom, do you have a thrifting place, a favorite in Madison?
I like Plato. I mean, this is not dedicated to Madison, but I like Plato's Closet rather than Goodwill. I just like thrifting there more.
Where
so.
Is that?
It's more, I guess it's not in Madison, it's more in Middleton. So if you're on the east side of Middleton, there's Plato Closet right there. I go there probably like once every 2 weeks. So
Greg, Dom and I are going to be hanging tomorrow night, and we're going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to be in Madison the next 2 nights.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Sitting down upstate from you, but sitting through the glass from Dom.
So we'll be more like the Yotter Hay straight line.
Straight line. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if we saw this text, you guys. 920 in response to our question of the night, best lead singer. And if you read this, I apologize. Andrew Jackson, Jihad, has a way of making you know he feels your stress.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
I have to look
that
up.
It's a local band. That's okay, too.
There you go. I love it. And also, Brett did bring something up, too. Brett from Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, says, surprised no one gave any love to Steven Tyler as a frontman. He is a great stage presence. That's very true. Very, very true. Steven Tyler, amazing frontman. A pioneer of the scarves on the microphone stand. Very much so. Dennis in Arizona says, David Clayton Thomas of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, very unique voice. Good evening, Dennis. Good evening, Mom, out there in Arizona right now.
Nice.
Oh, wanted to read this really quick. This is going back to our conversation about movie lines. This was directed to you from my mom. Says, Pete, I can't tell you how many movie lines Greg and his sister would quote while we were sitting in restaurants waiting for our food. They had their dad and me in stitches.
And that's when you do it. Car rides, sitting around. Yeah. I mean, that's just like the greatest path. Or even when I remember going to college bars, Greg, and we would have a couple of beers and the lines would just start. Caddyshack, Stripes, Fletch, all these great, you know, it's a thank you very much, Greg's mom. Tell me your mom's name again, Greg.
Jackie.
Jackie, that's right. Yeah. Jackie's become an awesome listener. Thank you, Jackie.
Really, really appreciate it. We also have a call coming on. Wait, what do we got here? What do we got going on right now, Don? We got a call from Craig?
Yes, we do. We have a call from
Craig. All right, Craig in Green Bay. Good evening, Craig.
It's not collect, is it?
Yeah, better not be collect. I don't have that kind of cash.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, Craig.
We can hear
you. We got
you.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, I got a really cool announcement to share with you guys.
Please.
I just got notified like a half an hour ago that Daniel Needs to Leave, the short film that I finished that we
this is Craig Kinnett. Okay.
Craig Kinnett, yeah, that's playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival this Saturday. We just won an award from Berlin Independent Film Awards for the best ensemble cast. Dude, how cool
nice.
Is that?
Yeah, that's very cool,
that
Craig.
That celebrates everybody that was part of the film, and that I couldn't be happier about that. But are you going to be around this weekend, Pete?
I will be, and I'll be hosting the Q&A after your block of films, short films.
Well,
so
Dom and I will go take a walk. We'll be back. You guys talk.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, who
this is filmmaker Craig Kinnett, a regular on Nightlight. And thank you, Craig, and congrats again on another award. It's a really good film, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, buddy.
Yeah.
I am very looking forward to talking with you too, Pete. I have a role that I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, look at this.
Okay,
this is a very profitable phone call for me here. I got to blow the dust off my acting chops. Thank you, Craig, for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Craig.
It, buddy.
Folks, we're talking about the greatest lead singer of all time. I think we got some more comments on the text line there,
yeah.
Dom.
All right, yes. Michael from Madison. Hey, guys, the question should be really, who is the second best lead singer front person? Because the chat is spot on. Freddie is the greatest, and it's not even close. Stevie Nicks slaps, though. Good take, Pete. Bon Jovi,
wait,
though,
what
Greg?
Was that?
He said Stevie Nicks slaps, though.
It's slaps. It's good.
Yeah,
slaps
means really good. Yes, yes.
It's a brain
good.
Okay,
yep,
gotcha.
And then Bon Jovi, though, Greg? Not so much, but you do you. Love you guys.
What are you talking about? What did I say about Bon Jovi? I said I picked Bono over Bon Jovi, and I said that he was a good lead singer. There's no doubt. Like, there's no question. I'm not giving in this right now. Absolutely not. I will not have my authority questioned. I am second on this bill. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking to the creator of Rockconson, Dennis Graham, will be our guest this evening. We'll be talking about a great program he has for young people playing music, playing in bands, and how you can get involved as well. But don't go anywhere. You are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are coming to you live from all over Wisconsin. I am in Radio Park in Racine. Pete is in Christmastown, USA. Christmas City, I'm sorry. Now I'm not doing it to be funny.
I know you're not. That's why I don't
Christmas
say anything.
City, USA in Marinette. And then all the way over in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. He is our beautiful, wonderful tech producer. We form the Yadder Hay Triangle, and we are here with you tonight coming to you live on the radio or on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can always get in touch with us. Answer the question of the night, which is, who is the greatest lead singer? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are coming up for our first guest this evening. He is the producer and founder of Rockconson. He is Mr. Dennis Graham. Welcome back to Nightlight, sir. How are you doing?
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Great to be with you, fellas, and to be on Nightlight and Civic Media Radio, man.
Wonderful. Well, before we get into Rockconson, let's start with the question of the night. Who, for you, is the greatest lead singer?
Well, the greatest lead singer probably is Freddie Mercury, I believe. Number two is Mick Jagger. Okay. And how many of you guys out there saw a show out at the old Milwaukee County Stadium where opening was Rufus with Chaka Khan, the Eagles, and they brought out the last five songs, Joe Walsh, who I'd seen earlier for $3, and then the Stones, $10.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
June 9th, 1975. Shows you I'm long in the tooth. But, yeah, Jagger knows how to put on a show. It's quite amazing.
$10 wouldn't even buy you parking now.
Yeah, $10. It's just I saw a lot of those. I'd see Cheap Trick over here in Jefferson for $2, you know. And they have a great book out, The Band with No Past. And basically how they made it was touring Wisconsin. As you know, Robin Zander's from Janesville, and the rest of the guys are from Rockford. Rick Nielsen, who actually is making all the dough, he wrote all the songs. But they were playing all around here for $1, $2, little tiny towns, and they kept going until they made it. Similar to what Steve Miller told me when I brought Les Paul back here for a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. He emulated Les Paul, who would go out with Mary Ford. Mary Summers changed it to Mary Ford. And they would hit when they would see a radio station, they'd pull in, give them their 45. Well, that's the same thing Miller did, played and played and played again. And that's what Cheap Trick did. 300 shows a year, just kept on going until they made it. Yeah, and they were awesome, man. They're awesome.
I love that.
You're the first person that said Mick Jagger tonight. And you know, love him or hate him, he's a great lead singer, and he's still doing it, which is insane. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that band's really quite amazing when you look at it. And I've had a little bit with them with Keith Richards. He was very kind to give a check for Les Paul for an event that I put on when we brought Les Paul back here. And Stevie Guitar Miller, his godson, came out here to honor the Wizard of Waukesha. And, you know, Miller, my dear wife Jane and I visited with Steve and Kim out in Deer Valley in Utah going through there. Said, hey, swing by. Mm-hmm. And Kim would run off with Jane, and Steve would keep me going till about 3:30 in the morning, you know,
My goodness.
I said, man, I'm that's it. couldn't stand the business, was angry with the way they treated Les Paul, hated Apple Music, bastardizes music. Quite very unique to talk to Steve and to get his perspective on things.
That is fascinating. Wow. You are certainly connected, my friend. And that's a great answer too to the question of the night. But let's get into rock concepts.
Yes.
Like you and I have talked about this previously, but please tell us more about this organization and how where you came up with the idea, because it's just great.
Well, I've been building a lot of programs. Like I said, I'm long in the tooth for the last 40 plus years, whether it's Badger State Summer, Winter Games, or Western Collegiate Hockey Association, or National Congress of State Games, or U.S. Olympic Festival, many other things.
Is that all?
Yeah. Boy, Dennis, you're real slack in there, buddy.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm lacking follicles on my head. But Rock Onsen, I brought this idea. I realized I've seen thousands of bands since I was 13, 14 years old, thousands of bands. And I dragged my wife Jane to, but these young musicians don't have a forum, don't have a stage to get up to show their love of music and their passion for being in the spotlight, frankly. So I had always thought about this, and I do have a lot of, I've been working with a lot of networks and everything and various sponsors. I have a sponsor that's with me forever, which is very kind of her. That's the Nicholas Family Foundation. I very much appreciate it. I originally got together with Ab Nicholas, God bless him. His signature, as you know, is on the Badger basketball court. It was that, you know, here's an idea. It's free. It will always be free for these young kids to send in 7th to 12th grade Wisconsin students of any musical genre. Yeah. Now we're starting to get metal after a metal band won a few years ago, Sacrament out of Waterford. And high school, very good. Tremendous drummer, Mason Bauer, tremendous drummer. And so I wanted to give them that opportunity, asking them simply to send in one song, don't get fancy, put it on a smartphone, send in one song. Cover original does not matter, winners and runner-ups in the past from have done both cover, have done originals and all that. We're in our Rock Onsen band application season right now. Closes April 30th. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We want you to go to rockonsen.org, just like it sounds. rockonsen.org. Again, free. Send in one song, cover or original. And I have three music industry judges with 30 plus years experience each. And basically, what are they looking at? They're looking at synergy of the band. They're looking at mastering of instruments. They're looking at vocal blend. Those are some of the things they score out. Now, these young bands, they hope to be one of the top 10 bands that will be playing at the Rock Onsen State Finals in Milwaukee at Summerfest, the big gig, the world's largest music festival.
How cool is that?
That's on the awesome. Aurora Pavilion stage. And I've always had a covered stage, man. So I don't and I want that covered stage.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So they're hoping to be one of the 10 bands. Five bands will play their 20-minute showcase sets each June 19th in the Aurora Pavilion stage at Summerfest. Five bands the next day, June 20th, will play their 20-minute sets each. What are they hoping for? Well, they hope to be the winner or the runner-up, because they will get the top two bands additional 45-minute showcase sets on the Aurora Pavilion stage at the big gig on July 4th. Also, the winner and runner-up, and this is free. You are going to have to pay for gas to go to Milwaukee if you get in. But then they also win the winner and runner-up recording time at Madison's Blast House Studios. 12 hours for the winner, 8 hours for the runner-up.
That's awesome.
Yep, for the winner as well. Now, all 10 bands receive two Shure mics, one vocal mic, one instrument mic. The winning band wins an additional Shure wireless mic system. And the winning band members each get an award. So, yeah, that's it. We want these young bands. Again, it's free. Go to rockonsen.org and send in your one song by April 30th. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And, yeah, it's a blast. This is the only program of its kind in the nation. There's a program actually down Bitter Jester Festival down, and they do a good job. I don't knock anybody that's giving young people the opportunity to perform. They have an age limit, though. This is 7th to 12th grade, only Wisconsin. And by the way, fellas, yep, they're already trying to get in from Illinois, from Iowa, from Minnesota.
No!
Yeah, and we catch them. Why do you catch them? Just like if you have a soccer tournament, they have to send in, if they're in the top 10 finalist bands, a school ID, you know, that they're back there. We've already had people say that they're going to Lake Geneva Badger High School, but they're really going to a high school in Northern Illinois. So it's a compliment to us for what we're doing. And this festival down in Highland Park is a really good festival, but they are sure watching the bands that come out of Wisconsin. There's a tremendous amount of talent.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Love that. I played in bands in my mid to late teens into my mid 20s, and trying to find, I mean, my goodness, getting on Summerfest was impossible, and getting shows was really hard too, because there was less and less venues that were playing live music. And if you played live music, they would say like, all right, no original, only do covers. And some places would say you're doing these songs or no songs at all.
Right.
Like, it's great that you're giving them the ability, and it's great that it could be a cover or an original, but you're just allowing these bands to do their thing. Who are your sponsors? Who do you, I mean, you have such amazing prizes, and they're like gifts. They're not even prizes. They're gifts. Who are you working with to solidify this kind of, these kinds
well,
of
again,
prizes?
As I referenced earlier, the Nicholas Family Foundation
really
supports this. I remember that, you know, my first meetings, and I got quite a large gift for the Badger State Summer and Winter Games from Ab. What Ab liked about it, he's one of the biggest, well, is the Nicholas Pavilion, Nicholas Johnson Pavilion, is attached to the Kohl Center. And as he told me, he thought they were going to be building, you know, what became the basketball court. But then Senator Kohl came in, and so the practice, so the practice of the Nicholas Pavilion. And basically, he liked the idea that, you know, these bands, and we're very organic. You know, the School of Rock is great, but the School of Rock, and again, I'm not putting anybody down, because if you can put instruments into hands of these young students, give them lessons, how cool is that?
Yes.
But what he really, so, but that is also $400 for like a week, right, to go to the School of Rock. This is very organic. This is where Joe knows Frank down the street or Mary, and they put together a band, oftentimes starting in fifth or sixth grade. What Ab liked about it, he says, you know what? These young bands, they have to have discipline. They have to practice. They have to stay focused. So just like a basketball or football or any player, just, and I'm such a, and I am a baseball, basketball, football coach over the years with my children, you know, up to freshman in high school and all that. I love sports, but who gets the short, you know, stick, short end of the stick at the end when it comes to budget time? The arts programs.
Always.
They're the first ones.
Always.
Let me tell you, if it comes between, you know, shoulder pads for the football players, or, you know, some additional resources for music or art. My wife was an art teacher for 35 years. It always goes to the sports. So it's a unique opportunity. An amazing amount of talent.
That is the voice of Dennis Graham. He is the founder of Rockconsin. This is such a great program, Dennis, and I agree with you. And music is something, you put a guitar in a kid's hands, he can play for the rest of his life. Most football or basketball careers end when kids are 18. Not to disparage sports. They're great. They teach great lessons, but so do the arts and many of the same lessons. And I love what you just said before, because your contest is free. There is no registration fee. We really appreciate your time tonight and wish you luck with this contest. If there's any other way we can help, please let us know. And it was great to talk to you again, buddy.
Well, thanks so much. Just go to rockonson.org and get your video in by April 30th in Rockonson, Wisconsin. Take care, man.
Rockonson, Wisconsin.
Greg and I both have fake IDs, so we will be joining the
contest.
Thank you, Dennis Graham. We are coming right back to do the nightcap and finish up some of your texts. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Tom Kircher, who is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch, talking about NDAs and data centers. Big news in data centers in the past, in the election yesterday. We'll talk more about that with Tom. So that will be on our show, 5 to 7, as always, here on the Civic Media Network. Something we need to get to right now before we get into anything else, which is something that we have to say, we apologize, but there is a contest going on this week. It is the Win Your Way into the Milwaukee Film Festival, and you have your chance right now to win two tickets to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival taking place April 16th through the 30th. Get yourself your phone, get yourself the Civic Media app, and text in this keyword. The word is pop. P-O. Sorry, I'm just going right to it, Dom. We don't have time for timpanies. Yeah. There's no time for timpanies. The word is pop. P-O-P. Text that in right now via the Civic Media app or your phone for your chance to win two tickets to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival taking place April 16th through the 20th. We deeply apologize. There was a lot going on tonight, so we kind of like, there'll be another chance tomorrow and then a final chance on Friday, and then there might be another contest next week. You just have to stick around and find out. But the word is right now pop, P-O-P, for your chance to win tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. Good luck. You have until the end of the hour. You have until the end of the hour, by the way. You have like 6 minutes.
He said we don't have time for timpanies, and then you sang about the contest.
Shut up.
Hey, man, it was really good.
There we go. We got Monica from Ahura. You know, people are entering. People are entering.
There you go.
All right.
So before we get, we're in the nightlight, right? We're in the nightcap right now. This is where we wrap things up. We talk about what we learned. We read some more text and live stream message. We had some more live stream comments, by the way, on favorite lead singers. Karen said Tony Bennett. Very, very true.
Love it.
Dave said Tom Petty. Yes, absolutely. Your buddy Craig, who is going to be hiring you for a movie, said, I love meatloaf as long as it doesn't have onions. And then Tony, a man after my own heart, said Glenn Campbell, not really a front man. Well, he was.
Kind of was.
Yeah, he was a singer, songwriter. I feel like he needs to be mentioned. I agree. Wichita Lineman is one of my favorite songs of all times. I'm probably going to listen to it on the way home tonight. But that's great comments. Do we have anything else on the text line?
I will say, as long as we're putting Glenn Campbell in that category, I'm going to go ahead and add Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
John Denver, Croce, you've got Prine.
Oh, Croce.
You get it. Wow. Love Jim Croce.
Gordon Lightfoot. You know what? I'll put the Seals and Croft in there, too.
Yeah, maybe we do solo singer next. We did duo a few weeks ago.
That's true. Solo. Yeah, solo, I guess. I don't know. That is the problem I had, though, tonight, is that there are so many choices. Choices. But you still have a chance to win two tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. Just text in the word pop, P-O-P, your chance to win. That's the keyword. Good luck. Do we have anything else down?
Yeah, we have a few more. We have, again, Michael is rehashing his, he said, sorry, Greg, I must have caught only part of the take. He didn't mean to throw you under the bus with a Bon Jovi comment. Also said, someone said you guys are missing Danny Elfman.
Okay. Sure.
Lead singer?
He was the singer of Oingo Boingo.
Oh, no kidding. Well, he wrote the score earlier. We heard that from Midnight Run. He's a genius.
He looks very weird now, though. He's covered in tattoos and he's like a bodybuilder now. He played on stage with A$AP Rocky. He played drums for A$AP Rocky on SNL. I was sitting there going, is that Danny Elfman? And it was. It was very, very weird.
But, we were at a keg together once.
Of course.
At a party. He is the most unassuming, normal, cool dude. That shocks me, Greg.
Look up Danny Elfman right now, and you will be surprised. It's not just like his hands are tattooed. Like, he is.
Wow.
It's very interesting. So thank you, everyone who reached out to us via text, via the live stream. Appreciate that. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Before I tell you what I learned, I want to get to Diane's text because David Draymond from Disturbed. He has an amazing range.
Okay.
And then I thought we had a few others here.
Dennis Leary.
Who?
I think that was a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Got me.
I think that was a joke. Oh, John from Madison also, he said, also awed by Tracy Chapman. So amazing. Doesn't even need the music.
Yes.
Perfect pitch. While Full Throttle is so rare. Yes. Absolutely true.
That's the one I was looking for. I couldn't find it. Michael from Madison also, The Big Lebowski may be the most quotable film of all time, as long as you're okay with dropping F-bombs, which
not here.
I am. Thank you.
Not Michael. Here.
What did I? Boy, that's a great question. I learned that Dennis Graham is a really good dude.
Yeah.
And we could do a whole show on either movie quotes or best lead singers, because this was a jam-packed show. I felt like we need another hour.
I know. That's it's like, I felt like we need a third hour, but I'm not requesting. All right,
no,
Dom.
No,
what?
Whoa, whoa. Ixnay in the hour A.
No, I'm just kidding.
Without a bump in A pay. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're doing. Are you okay there, buddy? You just take a moment.
Pig Latin. I'm bilingual.
Sure. Okay. Dom, what did you learn?
I just learned that there's a lot of very cool artists that I don't know the names of, but I now am going to start listening to them. I'm going
to
start listening
I feel
to
like
them.
We need to like have Shaka. A thing where we talk to Dom about, we got to like, talk to Dom about like music. And not in like, and definitely not in a condescending way. Like, I don't want to be like, well, you got to, no, it's like,
no.
There's a lot of great music out there that I'm sure you have yet to discover. And I would love to like give you like, here's a great record. Take it home. Tell me what you think.
We do not want to condescend to Dom. No. I agree. Do you know what that means, Dom?
Yes. oh, wow. Okay.
We don't want to Dom descend. Yeah, there it is. I ruined it. Oh, I ruined it with my dumb joke.
Oh, come on.
Here's what I learned. Sometimes I should just shut up. All right. So on behalf of Pete, I would like to thank Dominic. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank Traffic and Engineering. We appreciate your work so much. Without you, these microphones do not switch on. Everyone who called, everyone who texted, got on the live stream, was a part of the conversation. Thank you so much. Without you, there is no us. Again, we'll be talking to Tom Kircher from the Wisconsin Watch about data centers and NDAs tomorrow's show. So stick around for that. And also, don't forget, you have a few seconds left. Text in the word POP, P-O-P, for your chance to win tickets to go see a show, a movie,
in movie club.
Oh, yes, tomorrow, movie club. The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie. Boy, I need to write things down. All right, we're going to get out of here, folks. Have a great night. Pete, take him out.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.